Across the nation in recent years, there have been a number of allegations that priests have abused children. Commentator Hugh Burns says these cases have repercussions far beyond the local community.
My mother sends me the latest articles on clergy child abuse. I've come to realize that her missives to me are not meant for my information. They are her way of asking the questions on so many people's minds. How could this be? What about those children? What about those priests? What about the church, which has shifted so many of these abusers around for so many years? I ask the same questions myself and feel the same hurt and revulsion. I am a priest. Pedophilia weighs heavily on the church these days. The abuse of children is all about betrayal of the most innocent victims, a breach of the most sacred of trusts. Frankly, I too feel betrayed. When there are accusations of the institutional church concealing these crimes, my grief turns to anger. We minister today under a certain gray cloud of suspicion. It is made even darker when the church fails to police itself. In my travels preaching around this country, I visited several parishes that have suffered incidents of pedophilia. I have encountered cases in which pastors sent in to replace an abuser were never informed of the previous abuse until the news broke in the media. In today's litigious environment, any institution must engage in damage control. The church, however, must hold itself to the highest of standards. Pedophilia in the realm of religion is only one facet in the larger picture of sexual abuse of children. No institution that deals with children is immune from its taint, and this includes the family, where most abuse occurs and is most often concealed. There is not a parish nor audience I speak to where at least one person does not come to me with a personal tale of abuse, most often from long ago and tragically most often from within the family. The revelations of child abuse teach us that no institution is more sacred than the individuals it serves and at times injures. As a priest, I am vowed to be loyal to the church I love, but at an even deeper level, as a Christian, I am committed to tell a truth that transcends all institutions, even the church. Please God, that all those who have been victimized at home, in church, at school, or at camp would come forward to tell their story and receive the healing and compensation they deserve. Today's mail carried another packet of clippings from my mother. I still don't have any answers, Ma, but if we keep asking the questions in frankness, there's hope that the world and the church will be a safer place for children and the rest of us.
The comments of Hugh Burns, a Dominican priest who preaches in Catholic churches across the country. He lives in Jersey City, New Jersey.